Dangerfield, good morning, mate.
Morning, guys.
Pat, awesome result on the weekend. That last quarter was sensational. But I wanted to ask you about the young guns at the Crows, because one of the things that was so exciting about that game, Charlie Cameron, probably the best game he's played so far.
For 20 games, yeah. I think around about 20 games.
Jake Lever, Riley Knight, Sam Shaw, who in the second half really turned it on. And then you got Rory Laird being talked up by Matty Lloyd as an All-Australian defender. The Crows are in a pretty good space with that list, aren't they?
Yeah, we are. Certainly Jake coming in his first season to play as that sort of third tall, key defensive post. He did an outstanding job on the weekend and certainly has thoroughly deserved the Rising Star nomination that he received. So he's been an unbelievable player, and it doesn't surprise me given he lives with me when he first moved over, and he's such a mature kid. He's not a 19-year-old.
So you're flatmates?
Yeah, well, basically, but he's not a 19-year-old.
Like, what's he like at doing the dishes?
Well, it's funnily enough, he was always doing the dishes, always offered to cook dinner. and it's little things like that, though. You just knew that...
Maturity.
He's a well-organised young man. Riley Knight has really added a lot to our forward line. He's... work rate during a game, his off-ball contribution is just enormous.
And he did a lot of the vacuuming.
Exactly right. So,
so you didn't do anything in this house. You must have been sitting there eating peeled grapes.
I bark orders. So, but it's a great sign. So we've got some players that are really contributing when they come in. And I suppose conversely, in the SA NFL, we've got some really good performances as well. So it's a healthy competition for spots at the moment.
To use the old Dermot Brereton term about flying the flag, when there was that stink in the dying minutes of the game where, out of frustration, Tom Lynch tried to give you a bit of treatment, Jake Lever seems to be the bloke you want to have in your corner when there's a stink.
Well, he's a very good boxer, so I don't think any of the opposition sides know this just yet, but if you're going to pick a fight with a Crows player, it's probably not him because he's a very, very good boxer.
Do you do that sort of stuff in training, boxing?
We do. I'm useless, I'm happy to say, but Jake Lever normally gets paired up with poor old Harrison Wigg, and Wiggy's only about 180, and I tell you what, when Jakey gets those gloves, you can't see his hands move. They're that quick.
Now, this morning we've been talking about the booing of Adam Goodes on the weekend. What's your take on it?
It's an interesting one, because how do you tell 40,000 people that are in a stadium, how do you tell 6,000 of them not to boo? I suppose all you can is educate them around the issues that Adam obviously feels really strongly and really passionately about. And I'd hope our fans wouldn't, but you just don't know, and you can't control that many people at a football game.
Do you reckon that he gets it because of the type of player that he is, or do you think that there is an element who do it because he's outspoken on Indigenous issues like reconciliation and talking about the stolen generation and that sort of stuff? Is there a racist element in your mind?
I think it is because he's so outspoken. It's such a sensitive issue. It's one that he's obviously extremely passionate about, and I think he gets offside with people because... he's one that just sticks up and just says what he thinks, which I think is terrific.
You play Sydney this weekend on Saturday in Sydney. You wouldn't expect there'd be a lot of that going on with a home game.
No, I wouldn't have thought. I did laugh, Pembo. You mentioned another player that we might boo instead of Adam this weekend.
Well, sadly, he's not playing.
I know. So,
do you reckon Tipo's running scared? He has never played against the Crows.
It's quite funny. He's had a hamstring and then obviously broke his hand. So
he's out with a fingernail.
I don't think he'd break his hand on purpose. It looked pretty bloody painful a couple of weeks ago when he did it. But maybe we can boo him instead of Goodsy.
Well, but this is the point, isn't it? This is the difference with Goods. We got some texts this morning from listeners saying, well, Paddy Ryder was being booed during the Essendon game. Now, Paddy Ryder's obviously Indigenous, but the difference there is that Essendon fans would be booing him because he walked out on their club, and when he did it, he gave him a bit of a serve on the way out about the Asada debacle. So there's a different basis, isn't there, with an example like that?
There is, but there's always different reasons for players leaving. I don't think anyone could begrudge Paddy Ryder given what had happened at that football club that he was involved with. So you never really know unless you're behind the closed doors as well. So fans boo players all the time, but I suppose with Goodsy it's been ongoing, and I believe it is because he's so outspoken in the public with everything in regards to Indigenous people. So I think it's something that he should be commended for because not many people do it.
Does it affect you if you get booed?
No, not at all.
You don't care?
No.
Has it happened much to you?
No, not really. I think whenever you're at different stages in different games, if you maybe give someone a bit of a cheap shot and the crowd see it every time you walk off the field, then they start to boo you. But I haven't been involved in too many scuffles.
We were talking
on the weekend.
You mean away from the footy?
Yeah, well.
Hey, we were talking before to Rowie, and I asked him about Josh Gibson getting a fine for just punching that Carlton bloke square in the guts last Friday night in that debacle of a match against Carlton. You've got a bit of treatment like that yourself over the years, and certainly, Hawthorn, you know, they talk about unsociable football. Now, Gibson only got a fine for something that was clearly 100% intentional. He just deliberately punched a guy in the guts. Do you think that intent needs to be taken more seriously by the match review panel?
I suppose it's the first year with this new match review panel. I suppose with the way that they've restructured it with new players coming on board and ex-AFL players, obviously. So I think we need to give them more time. But I'm sure at the end of every season that they'll review the processes as they go through and, what's acceptable and what's not and what's an acceptable penalty and if there's any changes that should be made to their process that they go through.
Because you have had a fair bit of treatment like that, and it's always the big names where they'll try to, often, not always, but often they'll put, a hard tag on and, one in under the ribs when the ball's the other side of the ground. People say it's a man's game, but that's not really manly behaviour.
No, I agree with that. I think I've got no issue if you're around the ball, but if it's off the ball, I think, gutsy, tough players, their focus is the footy, cheap shots to players behind the ball.
Yeah.
Paddy, as we go into round 18 and Crows sitting seventh on the ladder and the stuff that's gone on with the Crows this year and previous years, after you win on the weekend, do you kind of feel like you're on the front foot again?
No, not really. It's a real logjam at the end of, between sort of 6 and 11. So we can't take our foot off the pedal, so to speak. We have to prepare every week, as if it's do or die, and it's a really important game for us this weekend. So we're not comfortable with the position that we're sitting in. We can't take anything for granted. So for us, our preparation has to be, A1. We have to make sure that everything that we're doing correctly and the best of our ability. So it starts with recovery and then training, obviously, and then our match analysis for the Swans coming up this week.
Gee, someone who's got their foot on the pedal is Charlie Cameron.
Yeah, and I don't think he'll catch him once he gets his foot on the pedal. He's playing some unbelievable footy for us. And again, on the weekend, he was that real live wire spark in the forward line that just did some special things. That
4 goals is pretty special.
Yeah, that, if you're an opposition defender or coach, I think you're getting a bit nervous about.
And he's just taking a bit of pressure off the other forwards, isn't he?
Yeah, and I think that's what good sides do. They have a real even contribution, a real even spread from our entire forward line. So whether it's, Tommy Lynch having a day out or Tex having a day out, Eddie Betts, Josh Jenkins, Charlie, Matty Wright, there's so many different looks that we've got up there, which is a sign of a healthy footy club.
So, mate, SCG on the weekend. Apparently the Swans as a club don't like Adelaide playing at the SCG because it often feels like an Adelaide home game. Like, there are so many Adelaide expats who live in Sydney.
Are they? I wasn't aware of that. I'm happy with that.
No. It's, when I lived there, didn't miss an Adelaide game at the SCG, and it was always the best way to catch up with people from here. So it could actually feel like the crowd are behind you.
Well, I'm hoping as many expats come to the game and support us as possible. I'm not sure whether that will be the case. There always seems to be a fair sea of red and white, but hopefully that we can get as much support as possible. And I think if we start well, which we have the last couple of weeks, even though Gold Coast matched us on the weekend, that's a really crucial part of the game for us.
Yeah, well, mate, it's, what is it, six games to go? And, seventh on the ladder, it's a good position to be in.
Well, we'd rather be in than out, but we've got to stay in now. So
yeah.
We can't afford to look any further ahead than our upcoming opponent because we know the quality that they are, so we certainly respect that. So we'll prepare as best we can. We've got some players coming back in. Tails will obviously come back in and And I would say take after Franklin this weekend.
After the dodgy curry or whatever it was.
Yeah, I'm not sure where he didn't eat Gauchos last week, that's for sure.
I know, I tell you what, after the great promotional work you did for Gauchos last Western Tigers, you could have all been undone very quickly if you'd been there.
It's now called Patios or something. Hey, Patrick, just before you go, do you feel as though there's a bit more confidence starting to be generated from your coach now that he's had a couple of wins underneath his belt?
Yeah, I think it was always very confident, Camper. So we always stick to process, and I suppose the image that he portrays sometimes in the media, it might not look that way, but we're very confident in the processes that we go through, and if we play our best footy, I've no doubt that we can beat anyone in the competition.
Well, mate, let's hope you beat the Sydney Swans this weekend. We've got a pretty good record against Sydney over the years, so fingers crossed, and... sadly, no Tipo, though.
No Tipo. I think for Adelaide fans, let's applaud our great play and applaud theirs as well on the weekend. So that would be one thing I would say to our fans that are travelling up or either going to the game from Sydney. Applaud our great play and respect theirs.
Yeah, great message to end
on. Yeah, good stuff.
Paddy Dangerfield from the mighty Adelaide Crows. Love having you in. Thanks, mate, and all the best on the weekend.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Thanks, Paddy. Appreciate that.